This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alex at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Just let it wash over you for a minute. Except that one guy in 415 who's going to write us a nasty text right now.
I blocked him.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got tired of him.
Yeah.
Or her, whatever. Well, because as I look back, you know, I could see everyone's history.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, since when they... And some people... So I look back, I'm like, everything that person said was negative. Like, everything.
Oh.
50 texts back. Ever. And I'm like, you know what? Bye, Felicia.
You know, the thing is, all know people don't write to say, normally write to say they like something. They only write after it's gone and go, I love that. Yep. Why'd you change that? What?
Yep.
Normally, and I feel like I've had to change this about myself for sure. I could tell you what sucks about anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's the easiest thing in the world to be like, I'm a critic and I can just pick that apart.
That is so true. Mm-hmm.
It's way harder to be all generous and go, you know what I like about you?
Right. Because you're right. You don't even really notice that you love something until suddenly it's gone. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Boy, I never really expressed much appreciation for that while I had it.
So my plans...
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
So my plans to start sucks.com and tell everybody what sucks in the world, I just had to put that aside, not do it. It's too easy. Mm. It's a cop-out.
You can do cool.com.
It's bogus.
I like this.com.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Why not, right?
I'm going to just keep my eyes on my own paper, and I got enough. My hands are full.
It is true. It's totally human nature to just, you know, I actually feel like we love to bitch about stuff, and we just, you know, complaining for some people is a total hobby.
Yeah.
And you don't even...
What's that voice?
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
I don't like that. Why do you have to do it that way? Why can't you do it my way?
I mean, I feel like why put that negative energy out into the world? I mean...
Because it's easy. It flows out of us. We're all bitter.
It's lame, though, but it makes you feel... It's like when someone asks me how I am. I go, great.
Right.
And they're like, oh. Well, what am I going to say? Well, I'm having a crappy day, and here's blah, blah. Nah, forget that.
People do that, though.
I'm doing great.
I try to ask people how they're doing because I'm just like, I don't.
You know what?
You don't really care. I don't really want to know.
Plenty of people are broken enough that the only way they can feel good about themselves is to look at what's not good in you. And we were just talking about this on The Secret Show. Was it yesterday?
The one with Rudy Ortiz?
Our friend Rudy?
Yeah, our friend Rudy. Yeah.
The lady who was contemplating another kid and everywhere she went. People are like, you gonna have another one? And I was talking at the table about that.
Last night?
Yeah, last night at the dinner table. And I was saying, it's so weird that almost always it's woman-on-woman crime with the whole, you gonna have another baby? When are you getting married? Are you married yet? Are you, like...
Right.
Damn, man, find another gear. What is it about you that you just have to keep grinding someone? Like, we just had a kid.
Yeah.
Calm
I think
down.
Sometimes people are literally just looking for something to talk about.
Maybe.
You know?
Try the weather. That's non-issue.
Yeah, you know.
Well, non-confrontational.
Well, you don't have to always go to, boy, you've been together a while. When are you getting married? Like, what the? Boy, you have one kid, but that kid's like two.
Yeah.
When are you having another?
Isn't it time?
I felt for that person because it did seem like, man, that's a bummer that you actually feel outside pressure from the people in your life that are supposed to like you, but they keep coming at you.
Yeah. Does your girl get that from people?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And she says, yeah, it sucks for people who just can't seem to think of anything else to say. And she said, guys do it too, though. And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they'd be asking you, so you having another? But maybe they can't think of anything else to say either.
Yeah.
I don't know. People need stuff to talk about.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, or you could just be
quiet.
Like,
quiet. Quiet. I swear to God, people can't be quiet. It's really, really difficult for
insecurity.
People.
It's insecurity. The silence really hurts a lot of people. And I'm just like, I could be silent, stare at a blank wall all day.
Those are my best.
Good.
I actually love some of my friends that just don't have to talk at all. Like, I remember trips to Tahoe with Marianne, and we'd sit there. Like 2 hours would go by.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, oh, I think this is your turn. I'm like, okay. Great.
Yeah. I could be lost in my own thoughts.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's just it's so nice. But it is hard for people because especially when there's like an expectation that there's going to be a conversation the whole time that if you're new to each other it's difficult. But there are people who are truly just scrambling for things to say and it just gets awkward. And it exhausts both parties, you know?
It was with Luciana the other day. And she's just
at Outside Lands?
Yeah, she's a chatty Kathy. And then she finally goes, I'm sorry, am I talking too much? In her voice, I'm like, no, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'll sit here and listen.
People who are just naturally
chatty.
She's
actually interesting, but she doesn't just, like, you know, try to fill the air. She's talking about stuff.
Right. If you're not just trying to fill the air, sometimes people who go on and on, it can be relaxing. Like, they're not asking you to participate. They're just talking. You can tune in and out. You know, that's not too bad. It's people who are just, you can tell they're nervous. Like, it almost raises the anxiety level of the entire group, whether it's 2 people or 10 people. Like, oh, God, I guess we can't have any. I got to figure out something to fill the conversation with.
On yesterday's podcast, which I was mentioning a minute ago.
It was really good, by the way.
It was a good one, yeah.
Listen to that.
You can find that at RadioAlice.com. It did seem like there was a point where this lady's feeling like she might have to have a kid to shut people up.
Mm.
You know, like she's on the fence. Like, I don't know what to do. I was thinking, you know, you've got one and you're going to find yourself in the middle of the night with one kid feeding off you and another kid with a sore throat. And there you are alone in the dark by yourself, no one helping you. And you're going to think, I had this kid because Jennifer wouldn't stop asking me when I'm having another.
I'm going to call Jennifer.
Yeah.
Tell her to get her ass over here.
You know, or your mother-in-law or
sure,
whoever won't let up. Whoever's just, you know.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong. I mean, the lady herself was torn. Like, I know I'd love another one, but I know I'd be taking on a lot more. So if you don't want more, then don't. But it's funny because I thought to myself, I think I brought that one up and said, oh, maybe we should do a sexy one because Rudy's in here and it'll be funny because he was way wide open to talking about everything. And in the end, that one turned out to be the right one to do because everybody had
you guys
their
had a
two
lot
cents
to say,
on it.
And I was like, okay, all right, I agree with Vinny. I'm like, okay, what Vinny said, I'm down with.
Yay!
You won!
What did you say? I forget.
I forget, too. Hey, are you guys going to Primus tonight?
No.
No, I will not be going.
Yeah, you're not going?
No.
Where are you going with?
You're not. What do you mean you're not going?
What do you mean? I'll be in bed.
You guys,
Vincent.
It's Primus.
Yeah, Vinny, we're not
exactly.
Going.
Exactly.
Zero. Interest level, zero.
Yeah.
Have a great time.
Are you nuts?
Where is it?
It's in Berkeley.
You going with Alan?
No, I'm going with the missus.
Oh, you're going to subject her to that?
Sure, you don't even know who Primus is.
Yay,
I don't
Primus.
Know
actually, you know what's funny? She goes, I said to her, hey, I got us on the list for Primus. And she goes, do I know them? And I was all, oh, no.
Hey, Christina.
I go, listen, find a nice restaurant you want to go to in the city or in Berkeley, somewhere in Oakland, whatever. We'll go have a nice meal, and then we'll drive by Primus until you can't take it anymore. And she goes, so I won't like them? I'm like, I don't
she'll
know.
Like them. I bet you they're super fun.
I don't know.
He's got a great sense of humor, and they're definitely like
loud.
Well, they've got like a.
What's the lead guy's name?
Les Claypool.
Yeah.
He's awesome. I love the guy.
Well, I think he's a weirdo. So I think that probably they've got a pretty good stage show. Like,
find some on your iPad there, Vinny.
Oh,
like whatever the most popular thing is.
Well, the one you'd know is the South Park theme, if you don't know any Primus. But,
oh, they do. Oh,
and I guess,
theme?
Yeah.
Did you even know?
Going down to South Park, going on, It's very
abrasive.
Primacy. It's actually it's actually their best song.
They're yelling at me.
It is not their best song.
It's their most widely acceptable
song. How dare you?
But they had
a mean lady.
They had a couple hits, right? They had a Jerry. Oh, yeah. Jerry was a race car driver. Was like probably their biggest commercial success.
Mm-hmm. No, actually.
What do you think it was?
My Name Is Mud was huge.
My Name Is Mud
in the 90s.
Mud.
We played a lot off that album in San Diego where I worked.
What else was on that record? Those are the only two I can think of that were like radio hits.
Here we go. From Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Jerry was a race car driver, and Tommy the Cat were big hits.
Oh, I don't know Tommy the Cat. I don't think.
Play something.
From Pork Soda. My Name Is Mud, and is it Winona's Big Brown Beaver?
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
Awesome.
Mr. But they're all Crinkle.
They're like it's like art rock or something. Weirdly, because it's also terribly.
Okay, what's that?
This is Mr. Crinkle. It's exactly as you do the impression.
She's gonna hate it.
Nah, she'll like it, actually. It'll be...
Here's My Name Is Mud. I love him so much.
I do a pretty good Primus impression.
Yeah,
spot on.
Like, how is that a song?
I know there's going to be a point later tonight. You guys can all think of this as you're climbing into bed.
Oh, I won't be climbing into bed tonight. It'll be tomorrow morning for
Oh,
sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got going on?
Nothing. I'm just not going to bed before midnight tonight.
I'm sure I'm going to get the pull on the shirt sleeve. I'm going to be like, I fed you! Come on! You know, 20 minutes in, I'll be getting the... Can we get out of here? This is really loud.
Yeah, she'll like it. Do you give her earplugs?
Well, it depends. We try to remember that. I mean, that's like anything. You try to remember that stuff.
Set yourself a little alert for later. She'll like it more if she can't hear it.
She should just bring her headphones, plug it into her phone, and play her own music.
Right. She could play something soothing.
Or Stevie B.
Right. She'll be like dancing, having her own silent disco. All right. KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's. Oh, shoot. I totally
what
dumped
did you
all
just
the
say?
Songs. I said, oh, shoot. Hold on. Bear with me. I got to. Oh, here we go. I'll play Stand By You by Rachel Platten. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Alice at
97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.